Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Get ready for a weekend of peace, love, music, and the arts at the Rhythm and Joy Festival, Raj 13, October 4th through the 6th at Hummingbird Nest Ranch in Simi Valley, with Chaka Khan, Roy Ayers, Michelle Ndege Ocello, Zap Mama, Deva Primal and Miten, Common, Georgia Ann Muldrow, Don Miguel Ruiz, and Ricky and Michael Beckwith. Also enjoy spoken word, yoga, dance, and a children's and elders village. Visit Raj, RAJFestival.com.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud? Relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business? Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS? What if you established your own path, one that others might follow? Would you rather make your own way or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused, or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
I don't care how you cut it. I don't care how you shape it. I don't know. I don't care how you mold it. That is the truth of my identity, of your identity. Our journey on this planet is to wake up to that truth, that we are truly the delight of God, that we are wonderful, we are loved, we are joy, we are love in action. I am grateful because I know we are awakening. This is Miten with Deva Pramal. Awakening. Are you? It's time to wake up.
We are awakening.
Are we?
To
you ready?
The calling of the mystic awakening in the flowering of the heart. Everybody here melting into presence, overflowing effervescence, rising in love.
Challenges that we're growing through and going through.
We are awakening.
We are awakening. I am. I know you are. How do I know? Because you're listening to this conversation. This conversation has been divinely produced for those who are waking up, who wants to show up, to allow God to show out. Those who know that there is so much more, now you have a challenge. You must apply it. It's not good enough to just know it. It's time to apply it. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I said it. Yes, I sent it. I'm doing double talk here. Check your email, Dr. Celeste. Yes, we are awakening. We are waking up. We are showing up. And the energy on the planet is supporting us. The energy from the other realm, the equinox, is gifting us with the gift of unity. The gift of tapping into the Christ consciousness, the God consciousness. To go beyond intellectual spirituality and know, really know, that we are one with God, that we are one, that we are what we are looking for, that the answers we need is right within us. It lives in the same room with the question. Awakening has its responsibility. Once you wake up, you got to stay present. And when you wake up, you will start noticing things you didn't notice before. And even if you get scared, you might have to just keep pushing. So if you're not ready for that, go back to sleep. So you don't get in the way of those who are waking up. Awakening. That's from Miten CD. Yeah, Miten's CD. And David Pamal joined him on that CD. And those of you who are regular, and I want to say fans, follower, listener of Miten and David Pamal will know that they do CDs together, and they also do their individual CD. So this one is Miten's CD, and Miten joined him. Sometimes she does a CD and he joins her. And then they do it together. Because they're awakened. To find out more about them, their website address is devapramalandmiten.com. And they're going to be appearing at the Raj Festival, put together by Ricky Byers Beckwith and all the good folks. If you could say that. Call your good folks at, I'm not going to say that name. But anyway, all the good folks at Agape International Spiritual Center and Raj Festival. If you want to find out more information about Raj Festival, go to rajfestival.com. RAJfestival.com. And that's happening. That's going to be delivered. The weekend of the 4th, October 4th, or 4th of October. And you go to the website, there's a lot of information there. Let me welcome you. You are right where you need to be. And I thank you for being there, which is really here. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and change is inspired and you make a difference. And as you make a difference, the planet expands, humanity expands in consciousness. We see that we are so much more. We recognize that there is something moving in us. Sometimes we're not quite sure which word to use to describe it, which label. But we just know we're feeling something when we step into being part of the difference. So many people are making a difference today. And some people need to be part of that on the sidelines. And I don't know. Today we're inspiring you to step into the fire of transformation, that you may release all the stuff that you don't need, all the energies that are hanging in your body from way back when, past life, that you feel that you're in bondage to. But no, today you are not. You're here to recognize that love is the only thing that's true. And everything is an expression of love. So you do not need to be punished. You don't need to pay for something you did in past life. You just need to correct it. You just need to repent. You just need to turn around. That's what repent means. Turn around. Turn from the energy that wasn't quite empowering and turn to the truth. Turn to the light. Christianity doesn't have their monopoly on repenting. It's a spiritual truth. It's time to see your life. It's time to see life righteously, right seeing, right thinking. And you are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. And I am is your host. I'm not confused about that, no matter how crazy it sounds, because I understand that the words that come, that I speak, that you hear, come through me. It is me, and it's so much more. And I am the I am. I am that I am. And that I am presence is uniquely expressed in this Life Coach Ade, or Life Coach Ade, Life Coach Ade. The I am presence doesn't care what you label it, because it doesn't define itself by what you call it. It knows that it is. And it is all things. So whatever you call the I am presence, the godness, the goddess, the God in you, as you, through you, that's what it is. Okay. I'm excited about today's show for so many reasons. And Celeste's going to be joining us in a minute, or two, or three, in a moment. How about that? And this show was inspired by a question that was asked yesterday. And since that question, since that time, I've been on a journey. The question inspired me to go deep. It left me feeling emotional. Not emotional in a sad way, but just really feeling a lot. When we were talking about the show last night, when I was talking to Celeste, I said, you know, I went to the Braves game. I've been to the state, or well, to watch basketball in years. I mean, maybe over 10 years. Seen it on television, of course, but not that I'm into baseball anyway. I didn't understand it, but I have a better understanding yesterday. Well, now and yesterday, because I was schooled, but it was a nice experience. And while I was talking to Celeste, I said, you know, there's so much that I'm feeling about the show for tomorrow, which is today, but we were talking last night, that I really can't get into it right now because I'm feeling so much, and there was so much noise. The Braves won, so people were happy and drunk. felt very sensitive, very emotional, and I just, you know, just made a choice not to really open myself in that. There's so much going on. So I said, we have to talk later. And we did. But the show I did yesterday and the question really opened me up. And the other part, the funny thing was, okay. The other part of the show is before the question, and I was just kind of, what was I doing? Just gliding along, going with the flow, sharing truth, reminding people what they already know, and reminding them what they already know that they need to, if they choose to, because that's important. You don't need to do anything because I said it. You don't have to believe what I say. You don't even have to agree with what I say, because I am expressing the spiritual truth as I see it. I express my personal truth as I know it. I am clear that my mission here is to inspire others to go within, to ask the deeper questions, especially when what we're seeing with our physical eyes don't make sense. And if there ever was a time to go deeper, if there ever was a time to ask deeper questions, this is it. So the question we're asking today is, what is this thing called love? Makes you think. We take it for granted. We think it's soft. And I'm going to play the question, the audio clip of the question. It's funny because, excuse me. I was listening to that part anyway, the part where Don Wolf and I were talking, well, when he was asking a question, and I was taking notes. And it sounded like he was asking one question, but as I transcribed his questions, there was 1, 2, 3, 4 questions in one. And, you know, my answer that I gave yesterday, I won't change it. It's the same. But I get to go deeper today. And I actually took time out to write down the questions and go through it. But we'll talk more about that. Let me bring on Celeste. Hey, Celeste.
Life Coach today. I've had a wonderful day re-listening to yesterday's show. And I caught all of my gifts that I received. Thank you so much for how you honor me. That's that thing we call love right there. I appreciate you.
What are the gifts you're talking about? For you know, because you understand this is right. I don't know what you're talking about because we didn't talk about
really?
It. And also, there might be listeners saying, what is she talking about? You know, draw them in.
Oh, I know. Radio of the mind, theater of the mind. Well, yesterday I watched Theater of the Mind. So yesterday I wasn't able to do the announcement, so I trusted Life Coach today with my very sacred job. And I was thinking about him, and one of the things that I was thinking was, like, he's going to read this as me, even though I goofed up on one part. Sorry about that. but you was just so happy that I had actually edited your announcements in your voice, and you gave me lots of props for that and being an assistant to you and how I support you. So it's so easy to work with you.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a truth?
Yeah.
Because you know
that's
true. You know I can lie. Okay.
You get it on my nerves, but it's usually in a direction where I need it. So I say thank you. And thank you again. Hi. Great
hi.
Show.
Yeah, as I was saying before you came on, you know, the show opened me up. I know that I'm not the same, and I'm very emotional. I don't even know why. And I don't know why, but if I was to think why, I have some answers. You know, I don't necessarily want to keep clarifying, but because I understand how the mind works, we've been conditioned and, you know, things like, why are you so sensitive? You're too emotional. Get a hold of yourself. So we sometimes associate negative connotations to real human feelings and human expressions, as if we're not supposed to feel what we're feeling, even when people are in love. What's wrong with you? You're acting like you're in love. Oh, good for you. I'm glad you believe in God. You know, we have all this stuff that we pray for, that we, you know, the spiritual truth, the essence, the things that holds, the spiritual truth that holds life together, that holds us together, we sometimes kind of look at it as not a big deal. People say, I know about that love thing. I know about positive thinking, but you got to face reality. No, you don't if you're talking like that. You know, it's like, oh, we just got to love one another. I know, but what about after that? After what? So, I am quite emotional, and I'm really grateful for Don Wolf calling in yesterday and asking the questions, because the show is based on that, and there was a sense of sadness that came up for me while he was asking the question, especially when he asked, is it effective? Meaning, is love effective? I wrote down here. I wrote the wrong thing down, but I hear when we play the song. I think he said, is love effective? Now, I'm not going to tell you I'm going to tell you why I was sad. Because in that moment, and I'm going to address it some more, but in that moment, it brought up for me times when I don't trust love. It brought up people that I work with, coaching, assistant, whatever it is, you know, they're going through something. That there is a part of us, humanity, don't believe love works. Can you imagine, or should I say, we don't believe love is effective enough. Can you imagine if President Barack Obama two, three weeks ago came on and made his speech and said, you know, we've been evaluating, talking to people about what happened in Syria, and we're going to take a different approach. We're going to use the power of love. We're going to use love to heal this. Just imagine if he had said that. First of all, they would talk about impeaching him. They would talk about he's bringing religion to something that had nothing to do with it, as if love is about religion. The people who talk about, who are quick to say God bless America, would be like, what? Our president got up and said we're going to use the power of love? We told you, this man is running America to the ground. The power of love? What kind of president says that? Just imagine. Mm-hmm. And not just America. Let's go to the other president. Let's go to Cameron in England. I don't think he would ever say that. He's evolving. It wouldn't even sound right to me, I must be honest, because I can't imagine him. And you know, it's maybe my slight bias or jaded. Maybe I'm jaded. British people are not as expressive when it comes to stuff like that. But the truth is, you know... Shut up. Okay, what was that?
You break that stereotype, though, okay?
Well, because I'm not 100% British. I'm not, I'm actually a little bit kind of like, I don't know if I could claim that. I can, but I don't know. I mean, I know other Nigerians and people from other parts of the world who are born in England say I'm British, I'm English, and whatever, you know? And I think it's, for me, the way I look at it, for some of them, they say that and they've lived all their life in England. Now, they've gone to their parents' home, Jamaica, Ghana, Nigeria, Pakistan, India, You know, they've gone to Italy. They've gone to the places where their parents are from. They've lived there. They know they've got family there, but they come back home. For me, because I didn't live my whole life in England, I sometimes like, ah. So, you know, when people say, where am I from, I say I'm Nigerian. I was born in England. That makes sense for me. It usually messes people up. It's like, huh, what? And I also go to, I don't know, we will never find out this lifetime, but even if I never grew up in Nigeria, if I never lived in Nigeria, if all I did was visit Nigeria, am I British? Would I say I'm just British? Because for me, more and more I'm so clear the importance of recognizing our roots. Society says you are from where you're born, but... If you take orange seed and go to another country and plant it in another country, and the seed, the orange that's growing, does it make it something else? It's still an orange. Grapes in America is still grapes in England. It may taste different. So anyway, I digress. But I just want. Further, you know, for me, the sadness I felt, the expansion I felt, it's like we really need to, we really need to reexamine what we believe. Because I will say this and then throw it to you for the announcement and everything else you want to say. But if we really understand what love is, we say God is love. Even though we think love, maybe love is not always the answer, but the same people will tell you, yeah, God is love. So if God is love, are we saying God is not effective enough to heal our challenges? I'll leave that hanging for now. So, Celeste.
So, hey, you're doing wonderful. So proud of you. And you had time to research, too. You've got some great offerings for us today in the Soulful Cafe.
I wanted to make sure that I know what love is. And
oh, yeah.
I don't even know if I really know what love is. Or, you know, because it's so pure. We'll talk. Don't get me started. I'm full. I have so many things that you said. I have different the articles and things that I read. I just want to support us, those of us who are wanting, who are asking deeper questions and do what I do. I'm part of a universal puzzle, and I want to make sure that I show up to fit perfectly where I've been designed to fit. I can't come there all stuck, this piece of a puzzle be soggy or unsure. I got to show up as I am a solid piece in the piece of life.
Yeah, that's right. And you have people supporting you as well. I'm sure you give love out to Glowing Gooch and our guests and people on the phone lines that I don't recognize. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show.
That's Sister Vornice. Barry. Niecy.
It's Stephanie. You know. It's that Niecy. Hey, girl.
Mm-hmm.
How you
hey,
doing?
Girl.
I like the way she shares her love. Did you see what she wrote about the show yesterday?
Yes, I did, actually. And she's coming back for more.
Can I have some more, please? Please, sir.
Now, what you need to ask her is when she's going to come and be a guest and start playing. Maybe we need
She's going to share something today. I know it. I feel it bubbling up, you know.
Wonderful.
And it's a good bubble. It's a good bubble.
I'm going to do your announcements, man.
Okay, do my announcements, please.
My pleasure. Hello, family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find the Nutty Professor, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here from Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach Today. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach Today can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page please be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure we get to you. Now, if you don't do or can't get on Facebook, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations Radio menu. Then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for a Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day. Did you know that you have access to Life Coach Today any time of the day? Sure you do. You can email him any questions you may have, and he will answer them on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachtoday.com. Is there a topic you would like Life Coach Today to explore on an upcoming show? You can email him that too. Let's get Life Coach Today's perspective on what you see moving and shaking in the world that is impacting you. The theme for the month of September is Surrender to Your Greatness. And we have wonderful guests lined up who will help shift you one conversation at a time. Next week, Mark Husson, Master Astrologer and Leaper over there at 1-2 Listen, is always a pleasure to have in the house. He's coming over for a visit, so make sure you call in early if you want to get a reading. I'm just saying. And in the same week, we have our dear friend, Bishop Carlton Pearson, also joining Life Coach Today for your listening pleasure. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join Ambassador Safara for the play experience. Have you played with yourself today? Have you passionately loved and appreciated you? If not, take a trip on the playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Also, tune in to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today, which airs on the last Wednesday of the month. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. You can find me on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern on The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. Connect with introspective tools like tarot, black angel cards, and medicine cards to get you more clarity about your life's journey. For more info, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. You will find a calendar and a listing of all the shows. Did you know that the Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated? It is on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Finally, you have an opportunity to contribute to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, then hover. Don't click on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then click the Ask Life Coach Today drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. Or you can also go to the Life Conversations radio and or the Ask Life Coach Today radio show fan-like pages on Facebook and click the donate button there. We thank you in advance, family, for being such a blessing. Now, that wraps up your announcement. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
Thank you. Thank you, Phyllis. Thank you for working it out, Spider Woman.
I thank you.
The power of love will help you move through whatever you need to move through. Go ahead and work it out.
I know. You know what a day?
Yes.
Theater of the mind. Because I was, it's a Friday. Look, y'all, I was running around here in this place where I have to offer my gifts. Because Life Coach Today told me to wake up in the morning and figure out how I could give my gifts and what kind of service I was going to be and what was I going to do. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to face my day. Man, I came up in here. This need to get done. That need to get done. Oh, I got an emergency. I'm like, wait a minute. Whoa. What's my gift right now? My gift is patience and not kirking out on everybody in Maryland right now. And that's why I love your show. I come to get refueled. I listen to you as much as I work with you. So you're in the right spot if you're listening to Life Coach Today. Because you know it's hump day. But only the camel on that Geico commercial is happy. Okay.
Now, the camel, everybody can be happy, happier than the camel who gets a discount on the Geico commercial or whatever insurance. If you, like you said, if you tune into the right spot, the G spot, and that would be the God spot,
So when you tune into the G spot, the God Goddess spot, oh, you know, you look at the Kamaline like, please, I know more about you than happiness. I know real happiness. It doesn't matter which day it is. I'm always happy. You're only happy on a Wednesday. Get your hump out of here.
A day.
Yes.
What day is it?
Oh, it is. Oh, today's Wednesday, right? Yeah, it is.
You missed your part. A do-over. A day. What day is it?
A day. I know.
It's hump day. You're supposed to be
it's
the
what?
Camel. You're supposed to be the camel. So you're hump day.
The camel only comes out on Wednesday. I don't feel that. I'm happy every day. Sorry, Celeste.
You just messed
up. I'm not going to live it. I know. I can't do it. I'm sorry.
Okay, fine. Okay. You just don't want
to. Let's try it again. So we can talk
okay,
to
really?
Yes.
Oh, okay, so then I'm really the camel. You're the annoyed worker. Okay. Hey.
I can be the camel now. Okay, but go ahead.
Okay, go ahead and start it then.
I don't remember how it starts, so you start it.
I cannot believe you right now. All right, so then I'm the camel, you're the worker, you're supposed to answer the question. Hey, day.
Okay.
Day. What day is this?
I don't know. What day is it?
You're supposed to say hump day, annoyed. I'm done. And you are I'm done. I just.
See, I'm all spiritual over here. You're trying to get me all grounded.
Get on your camel and ride. Okay, I'm done.
Okay, get the hump out of here. Okay, it's hump day.
So, thank you.
All right, Celeste. Oh, Lord.
Talk to you too.
Say that again?
I think somebody wants to talk to you too.
Okay, yes, I'm ready to talk to her in a few minutes.
Thank you. Have a great show. Thank you for that moment.
You're welcome. That moment was brought to you by Geico, even though they didn't know it. All right, bye, Celeste.
Bye.
Yes, we are surrendering to our greatness and asking, what does that mean? What does that look like? Times when we're afraid to surrender, times when we surrender, we feel alone. Times when we're not even sure if we're surrendering. Sometimes we have no clue what's going on. But when we know love, when we embody love, when we embrace love, I put it to you that surrendering becomes easier. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. If you didn't know, but if you do know, I'm just reminding you. And before you came through the door, Celeste and I were talking about yesterday's show and the question that I was asked, actually questions with an S, that was asked, which really opened me up. And Nisi, I'm going to come to you. Just give me a moment here to kind of lay the foundation. And the question moved me. It opened me up. And so today's show was inspired by yesterday's conversation. And it is, what topic? It's a question, really. What is this thing called love? And I'm curious to hear your thoughts. You can share in the chat room, well, preferably in the like pages, the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show like page, fan page, or the Life Conversations Radio like fan page. You can share it in the chat room, too. We'll do our best to get to it, but we prefer you share it on the like page. Or you can call in 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. And I have so much. Time is doing what time does. It's moving. Let me bring on Nisi right now, because Nisi called in yesterday, but it was towards the end of the show, and we kind of had to speed it up. But I know that she had a little bit more to share, and she wants to share something right now, something bubbling up for her. What's up, Nisi? Nisi the poet. I am life. Good morning, darling. How are you?
I am wonderfully well, Brother Ade, and I pressed one on my keypad this morning because I can take a hint.
Well, because I know.
I heard you and Celeste saying, Niecy's on the line, Niecy's on my call in and share, and Niecy's, I'm like, okay, I can take any hint.
Well, the hint was in a nudge, because yesterday you had a little bit more to say, but we kind of weird it was towards the end. And, you know, and so, and I know you are a deep thinker. You process life the way I appreciate. You have a way of going into life and then drawing out some wisdom and then sharing it with the world. And then people look at it and say, oh, my God, I needed to hear that. Girl, you better tell it. Or you have this guy that will come. The guy comes up there and say, sacred medicine. I like that guy. He's pretty cool. He's one of your friends. So
yeah, he is. I see him all the time. And it's
what's
weird
for you?
That you said that a day. Well, it's not really weird, but, you know, I'm just, well, I ain't going to say I'm surprised either. I like that you said that because I draw inspiration from you as well. So I can be scrolling through Facebook and come across something that you post or share, and I'm like, wow, you know, it changed my life. So I appreciate you all as well. And I just love Life Conversation Show because every time I tune in, and sometimes I don't always tune in, but each and every time I tune in, I get something good that feeds my soul, which brings us back to yesterday's conversation, Soul Food for the Consciousness.
Yes.
That was an awesome show. That was an awesome show, and most especially when you got to talking about judgment. And I struggled through my life with judgments of myself, judgments of family members, judgments of other people, such as homosexuals or whatever. But I really learned something, and I'm learning as I'm growing. And I really learned something yesterday about people going to be who they are no matter what I think. It's like I'm going to be who I am no matter what anybody else thinks. But just thank God for the power of learning, the power of growing, and I think the greatest power of all, love.
So true. I love when what you said about people going to be who they're going to be, you know? I understand in some level different things that happened, but there's also this belief we think because if we judge them or call them names, they're going to change. We forget that really what we're saying about them is a reflection of our own consciousness. I also get that judgment is a painkiller because this whoever we're judging, whatever we're judging, is triggering some kind of pain. So in order to ease the pain, to relieve the pain, we'll judge them. So the minute we judge, we feel a little bit better about ourselves. And some people are addicted to judgment because they are so caught up in this self-deprecating experience. They can't forgive themselves. They don't love themselves. They don't think they belong. They think they're alone. So judging others really is like a drug to help them survive.
Wow.
You know, you talk about people judging homosexuals. Go ahead.
No, you go.
I was going to say, you know, I've always said there are people who are saying, well, you know, let people be, let people love who they want to love. But deep down, they still don't agree with it, but they've graduated to a place where they can at least say that. There's some people who just can't even see the same sex together without losing their minds. And, of course, they always go back to God or go back to well, the Quran has its own interpretation too, but I'm going to stick to the Bible, stick with what I know. they go to Leviticus and what it says there. But the truth is, if you read Leviticus, most of us won't be doing anything. Actually, we'll realize life is difficult if we go by that law. And if we say it's against God's law, God doesn't want it. My question is, if God doesn't want it, if it's whatever you want to call it, that it's against God's law, let God handle it. I mean, we spend so much time trying to design other people's life while ours is falling apart.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
How hypocritical.
And a great lesson that I learned was that you can't, well, let me just go back to the thought I was thinking before you said something else. Somebody told me once, and this is especially on the topic of homosexuality, it's all about worrying about what people are doing in their beds or who somebody
mm-hmm.
else is sleeping with. Why are you worried about who somebody else is sleeping with?
Okay. Clearly you ain't sleeping with nobody, so you've got too much time on your hand. Yes.
Time on your hands if you're worried about who somebody else is sleeping with. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
on the subject of laws are made every day. I mean, we have so many laws and principles, the law of this, the law of that, the law of love. And then when you really get into the Bible, Jesus talks about love. And it don't matter if you're Christian, if you practice Islam, Buddhism, whatever you practice, that's your choice. That's your
mm-hmm.
choice. And for me, mm-hmm. I just respect others' beliefs and choices. And if I don't necessarily agree, it ain't really for me to agree or disagree what another person believes, but I eat the meat and spit out the bone. And one thing I learned, a lady taught me this a long time ago or said it to me, and I learned from it, that I bury my bones because sometimes I have to go back and dig them up. Be like, oh, where did I bury that bone? Where did I bury that bone the other 10 years ago? Let me go dig that bone up because we're still learning and we're still growing each and every day, and that's the beautiful thing.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Thank you, Nisi, for who you are, for your commitment to being love in action. Expressing, being the truth that you profess to know, to understand, and embodying it. I am grateful to know you and continue to do the work because I know you're about the work. I know it. Thank you, my sister.
I appreciate you as well, Ade. You've been a friend for many years, and I just appreciate you as a person or as a being, you know, a gift from God. And I'm thankful to be able to see everybody the same way.
Yes, we need each other. I appreciate you. And if you have something else to add to the conversation later, feel free to press 1.
I'm just going to kick back and listen.
All right. Just have your plate ready because I'm about to serve some more soul food for your consciousness. Today's topic is love. The question is, what is this thing called love? So this is what I want to do. For even if you listened yesterday, I want to play it again and then take off from there. I have so much that I've been reading, and I don't know if I'll get time to share it, but I know that what we need to hear, what we need to embody will be expressed. Maybe a word or something I say will trigger what you need to know for you. So as I said, yesterday I did a show called Soul Food for Your Consciousness, and we talked about a lot of different things. And Don Wolf, my dear friend, my dear brother, who joins me for the Brothers Spirituality and Men, called in and asked powerful questions. And not the same since that. It just took me to a whole new level. And it had me asking the question, what is this thing called love? What is it? Why do we take it for granted? So here's Don Wolf asking the questions, and then I will give you my answers.
What's on your heart?
I'm enjoying the show.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate you.
But it's thought-provoking, and you move like a stream in springtime when a leaf falls on the spring on the water, and it just goes. And
you want to
catch the leaf, but then something along that journey catches your eye, and the leaf gets away.
Mm.
But you touched on the religious fanaticism. I forget what country, but there was a killing. Was it Kenya?
In Kenya, yes.
In Kenya. And then you, that was the leaf. And then it went on, and you raised some points, but you raised the question, or I should say revived the question. I don't know if we'll answer it here, but I'm going to put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
I understand the Christian notion about the army for God. I understand about the understanding of fundamentalists in Islam about the jihad and how they take it to an extreme, moving away from the internal or introspective of the worshiper. I'm very familiar with Judaism's in the Old Testament that with this great edict from God about wiping out all these people. Now those three religions, I call them the blood religions. And so, that's the background that leads to my observation that the United States government has actively for decades been recruiting Islamic fundamentalists for a couple of reasons. And here in the United States, the fundamental Christians are always courted so that they can be on the side to help of the government to help in the selling of whatever war campaign there is.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all tied up with the Jews and the Israelites. So, but a couple questions that come that you revived, it's always been inside of me, is one, do we allow fundamentalists, and I'm going to give them an element, I'm going to say that's crudeness, to evolve, or do we agitate for those changes within fundamentalists that we know to take place on their own? Now, if we do that, are we allowing all these horrible wars and massacres that are justified by the word of God and Allah and Jehovah, are we prolonging it, or is that an excuse for us to just sit back because we have evolved and we know how to love and commune with God? The blood religions encourage and they promote the idea of fighting for God. You remember that old gospel song, we are fighting for the army of the Lord, I can hear it in my head. And well, we have the blood religions encouraging this, but it's an ideology that they link to love, to God, to divine order. And my question is love strong enough to evolve crudeness to the higher levels of being, or is love, when you're dealing, trying to go interject that in there to stop that horrible, the killings, is love just an intellectual exercise that you have to present to a warrior of God? And if so, how effective is it? And my last question is, what is effective? Because so far all these centuries, as long as we have been worshiping a male God, we've constantly having these justifications for these brutal murders, and you mentioned several times about love, but hippies did it, many people did it. I've done it, but when I'm thinking about some of the conflicts I've had to resolve, like when I was a policeman, for example, and it was real violent, there was an element within some of those guys, bad guys, that they could not receive love from me. because it wouldn't come across strong until I showed them how brutal I was or could be.
Mm-hmm.
Once that
mm-hmm.
was done, then they were then all the spiritual conversation would happen. Just kind of strange to civilians, but I know
mm-hmm.
I said a lot, but that's what you evoked, or actually you reminded
mm-hmm.
me of these questions
mm-hmm.
about it. So basically, I'm asking how effective is love in that environment, which seems
mm-hmm.
to get stronger and stronger every year.
When an elder's in the house, you got to pay attention. You have to get your pen and paper and take notes. And Don Wolf is truly an elder. And I just actually realized there's five questions masked as one. And I'm going to answer the questions and then share some of the things. Actually, I'll answer the question and then we'll decide what we're doing next. Because it's around time for Celestial Moment. So the first question he asked was, do we allow fundamentalists, what he sees as crudeness, to evolve or agitate the changes within them, the fundamentalists, to happen on their own? And I pretty much spoke to this yesterday, and if you want to hear my answers, it's definitely going to be different. But I guess my answer will be shorter this time, because I really want to get to, what is this thing called love? It's like, you know, what that triggered for me, that question is, love is not passive. Love is an active, moving force. When we really grasp and embody what love is, love doesn't agitate, but it may feel like that to the agitator. You know, love comes and shows itself. And love's only mission is to love. Why? Because that's what it knows to do. You can say love, you can say God, or let's just stay with that. Just sit with that. We know love has been diluted. It's distorted. We generally look at love or first think about love in terms of romance. Somebody loves you. Somebody, you know, they love me, they need me, they love me because they need me, all that rubbish. But I'm talking about a love that's beyond sentimentality. The love that holds things together. So loving somebody doesn't mean you're just sitting down doing nothing. It means listening for what needs to happen and that you become part of the change. The other question Dunwolf asked, he said, if we do that, basically just allow, you know, the love to evolve, to happen, the change to happen in them. If we do allow all that horrible wars, massacre, massacres that are justified by the word of God, Allah, Jehovah, are we prolonging it? Or is that an excuse for us to just sit back because we have evolved and we know how to commune with God? Once again, love doesn't mean you sit back. Martin Luther King Jr. understood the power of love. As a matter of fact, I say he understands the power of love because he's alive. He understands the power of love. So when you're sitting back, that is you holding back the love. So when there are horrible wars, massacres and killings and shootings and the mere fact that you observe it, there is a responsibility to get into action and do something, be something, show love in some way, if you want to call it in a small way or a big way. You get to decide. I think this, when he asked this next question, this is one that really just made me go, oh my God. Really, that's when I say, talking to Celeste earlier, the sadness part, this made me sad. Is love strong enough to evolve crudeness to the higher level of being? Or is love just an intellectual exercise? And my response was, and still is, you're right.
if love is an intellectual exercise, then it's not strong enough. Because the intellectual love, if you will, is the one that says, I'm only going to love you if you do what I like. I'm only going to love you if I see the need for you in my life. I'm only going to love you if you do and think and act the way that I like, that works for me. That's not love. That is bondage. That is fear. But knowing that love, unconditional love, pure love, is God, holds everything together, I mean, yes, it's strong enough. It's love that has brought us together now. You listen to the show, I'm here with the love brought us together. Now you get to choose what you do after listening to the show in the next moment. But the love is inspiring us together. And we can just go back and, you know, say, oh, that was really nice. That was good. Next. I don't know where I'm going to get this money from. Oh, I really want another. I hate my job. Oh, my boss gets on my nerves. I don't know if I should really be doing this business. This is a waste of time. Or when those thoughts arise up within you, you get to ask, how can I use this thing called love, this power of love, to change this situation, to heal this situation? How can I love my supervisor? How can I love my business? How can I love myself? How can I see through the eyes of love so I can see the blessing that life wants to bestow upon me? And that kind of answers the fourth question, where it says, how effective is love? It's the only thing that is effective. And humanity is evolving to a place where we can embody pure love. And I really do believe, I have a knowing that as we are right now, we are where we are because we are in the process of learning to embody pure love. And when we get to that place in consciousness, we won't need this physical body. And if we do have a physical body, it will be different. And you may be considered to be an alien. Chew on that one. Because you'll be operating in a different realm, different dimension. You'll become an enlightened teacher. You'll become somebody that generation after generations are talking about. How you lived your life, how you taught love. All the enlightened beings, Jesus, Buddha, Lao Tzu, the ones that are still on this planet, Michael Bernard Beckwith. That's all they talk about, love. All the non-physical beings that are channeled, that's what they talk about. Lachma, Abraham, Archangel Michael, Metatron, just go down the line. Gabriel, whoever she is. All the non-physical beings, there's so many names. Oh, yeah, I can't leave out Bashar because I love Bashar. Bashar don't take no mess. It's about recognizing who and what we are. And the fifth question my brother asked, what is effective? Love is effective. What is this love that we're talking about? What is this thing called love? I'm going to go to the revealing word, and then we're going to take a break and read. Celeste is going to join us in some of the articles that I found about love. And what causes the distortion, and then we'll see. We'll see. So much. Yeah, I go hard when I'm learning something. I was in all kind of books yesterday because for me, I wanted to allow the shift in consciousness that was happening. And I didn't want to just rely on what I used to know. I wanted a new awareness. And I'm different. It's beyond my intellect. So I want to read this. This is from the Revealing Word, a dictionary of metaphysical terms. I've shared this before, but I want to share it again. Love is an inner quality that sees good everywhere and in everyone. Love is an inner quality that sees good everywhere and in everyone. There's nothing passive about that. Nisi was sharing earlier, you know, when she recognizes her own judgment of herself and others. I've shared many a times when I judge myself and others. Yeah, I do. I know. Y'all thought I was beyond judgment, but I do. Don't tell anybody, though. I do judge myself. I mean, even me. Can you believe that? It's an inner quality that sees good everywhere and in everyone. If we just stop there, if you really want to know love, stop practicing seeing good in everyone, everywhere. It will wear your mind out. There's nothing passive about that because your mind wants to tell you something else. After a while, your mind will be like, I can't take this. And it manifests as people saying, oh, yeah, you spiritual people. Oh, you religious people. Oh, you who believe in God. Yeah, you kill me with that love thing. You just kill me. Yeah, you're going to die, all right? You're going to die if you can't handle love, if you're holding on to the old. Because love is going to expand you. It's instincts that all is good. And by refusing to see anything but good, it causes that quality finally to appear utmost in itself and in all things. It insists that all is good. Imagine, we're talking about the fundamentalists, and you can put anybody there, people who are crude, people who are mean. You can put a murderer. You can take the boys who have gone to schools and shot somebody or gone into people's... Wow, I just had a thought. I'm curious to find out. When we have those mass shootings, in the last 10, 20 years, have we ever had one where a woman was the one responsible that's made the news anyway? Because there's so much going on that we don't know about. But we ever had a mass shooting by a woman? Just a thought. And then I'm open if you know anything. I'm curious to find out. The ones I remember that comes to mind are all men and boys, teenagers and all that. But anyway, can you imagine if you can insist to see the good in the fundamentalist, in the terrorist, in the sexual abuser, in the pedophile, if you can just insist that all things are good and choose to see the good in them? Oh, I'm working it now. I know it. I feel it. I'm being worked. Somebody who abused children, somebody who murdered, somebody who abused you. And stepping into this thing called love and choosing to see the good in that person. There is nothing passive about that. There is nothing passive about that. It takes strength. It takes courage to see the good in somebody. It takes strength to see the good in the slave owners. It takes strength and courage and deeper awareness, deeper consciousness to see good in Hitler. It takes so much more to see good in somebody who took you and took everything you had, set you up. Love is the great harmonizer and healer. Whoever calls on God as Holy Spirit for healing is calling on divine love. Divine love will bring your own to you, adjust all misunderstandings, and make your life and affairs healthy, happy, harmonious, and free. And this is a scripture from the Bible, Romans 13:10. Love, therefore, is the fulfillment of the law. that kind of love, some folks ain't ready for it. Oh, Celeste found a female mass shooter. I love Celeste. She be finding stuff. This happened in 2012. I look at that in a minute. I just click the link. Or maybe you can read it, Celeste, and you can share it with us when you come on. The problem with love is the minute you define it, the minute you start to put it in words, you limit, you minimize the experience of what love is. The truth is, we try our best to define it, but it really can't be defined. It's so powerful that it scares the mess out of us. People say, I know I need to love myself, but no, you don't. Because if you do, you'll do it. If you understand love, there's so much. I'm going to stop there for now. Take a break. Come back with Celestial Moment. And then let love guide me, direct me in the next direction. Well, we'll take a break, do Celestial Moment, and bring Niecy back because she has something to share. And, yeah, so much is going on. It's just going to pace myself. So, Celeste, I'm going to take a break. That's what I'm going to do right now. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. I just feel so much about this topic. So many levels. It's so much is rushing through me that I feel like I'm going to do a quick commercial break. I'm not going to do a long one today. We'll be back in a minute. A minute and a few seconds as soon as I find the things that I want to play, because we have a lot going on in the studio that needs to be played. Well, they don't need to be played. They just play it. Okay, just play it, man. Come on, get on with it.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, this is Mark Hudson, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Yes, indeed. For more information about sponsoring the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show, and also, what we do? Add the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. Yes. Send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
Get ready for a weekend of peace, love, music, and the arts at the Rhythm and Joy Festival, Raj 13, October 4th through the 6th at Hummingbird Nest Ranch in Simi Valley, with Chaka Khan, Roy Ayers, Michelle and Dege Ocello, Zap Mama, Deva Primal and Miten, Common, Georgia Ann Muldrow, Don Miguel Ruiz, and Ricky and Michael Beckwith. Also enjoy spoken word, yoga, dance, and a children's and elders village. Visit Raj, RAJFestival.com.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Have courage, make that move. join the conversation, join the movement, be the change you want to see. And we also invite you to donate to the Ask Life Coach at A Radio Show, Life Conversations Radio, by going to lifeconversationsmedia.com. If you feel like what you're hearing, what you heard is changing your life, change your life, inspired you to step into your greater yet to be, and you want to give back, you want to tithe, you want to share, the website address is lifeconversationsmedia.com, or you can find the donate button as well on the like pages. That's Life Conversations Radio, and or go to Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show. Let's go to Celeste, and I take your cue, Celeste. What's bubbling up for you, and do we want to do Celestial Moment first, and then go to DC? Celeste, I don't hear you. Is your phone messing around again? Okay, well, I'm going to mute you back.
I mean, I'm multitasking. I'm here with you. Wow, you know, I feel kind of up in the air because I was really excited about the articles, but you got Niecy, and if she wants to come back in again, you might want to start that. She might lead us, you know, how
actually,
and poetic she is.
Yes, she is. I think what I'm sensing, even though I asked, tell me what we want to do. But I'm just really feeling, if you do the Celestial Moment, then we can go to Niecy and then continue with the articles. And just, we're going to share a little bit. I don't know if I'm going to do a part two on the show, but I just let it happen.
Okay.
So,
well, that sounds like a plan, Chef. Chef Boyardee.
Yes, it's serving up. Get ready to eat and digest and lick your spiritual fingers, as Niecy puts it.
I know, right? You want to talk about the beauty of the mind. Yeah.
Yes.
Thanks, Niecy, for that vision. Okay, so yeah, I'll have a social moment.
Okay.
I don't know what kind of mood I'm in today. It's beautiful, though. It's real.
I love
mood. You know?
That's right. It is.
I am. Yeah, I like it. All right, so let me deliver my love gift. Good afternoon, family. My name is Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. Numbers give us information to help us navigate and embrace all that is showing up in our life right now. I come bearing a number gift. 4 is the energy running today, and if it happens to be your birthday, this is your lesson number for the whole year. 4 speaks of order, groundedness, and balance. It's considered to be a builder number, and it's governed by Uranus. This planet is about freedom and originality. The letters in the alphabet connected to 4 are D, M, and V. So words like divinity, maturity, and victory connect us to the magical power of the number 4. Now, today we're going to put the focus on how 4 shows up in tarot cards. The spotlight is on the Emperor. In the Rider-Waite deck, we find a king of a man seated on his throne with the symbol of eagles all around him. The eagle represents great spirit and the ability to balance between heaven and earth. As a totem for the Emperor, we sense the promise of authority, follow through, and a drive to complete the task, no matter what. Now, I know some of us get a little nervous when we start talking about just do it. The Emperor is a strong masculine father energy, and it is also connected to the astrological sign of Aries. Oh, sure, let's just bring some fire to the situation. As the master of the physical realm, the Emperor reminds that we have the power in our hands. It is our thoughts that make it so, or makes us feel like it's a no. Today, instead of focusing on a love of power, which is traditionally the focus of the Emperor, someone suggested that we shift to the power of love. We do that by bringing some other friends to the party of 4 with the Emperor. The Emperor needs to have a heart for love. The 4th chakra is the heart chakra. The Emperor also needs to remember gentleness, which is the gift of the deer, which just so happens to be the 4th card of the medicine cards. Blend all of these energies, and you will walk with compassionate power, which gives you the ability to treat yourself and others like royalty. All is well. And that's the story of 4, told through the Emperor. I'll see you at 8 p.m. Eastern on Sunday
on the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. On cue, at the end of the song, go ahead, Celeste, work it out, why don't you? Woo, when I grew up, I want to be like, amazing. See, when you saw that, she said, I am the voice. And at the end, she said, amazing. See, that's just got love. And I saw your demonstration of love in the Love Streamers group page. You know, it's easy to love if we're willing to do it. It's really easy. We just got to move our stuff out of the way. We got to see what's bubbling up. How do we heal that? But anyway, I digress. Mm. People see it.
You're good.
I'm like, look at her. Like, thank you.
My life coach today.
Well, love, when you are in love, you know all things. Even if your mind isn't anything. When you're in love, you know all things.
Oh.
Let's go to Niecy.
Yeah, do that. Go on to Niecy.
Go to, and then I'm going to mute you because I know you're multitasking, and then I'll come back to you.
Okay.
I want you to read, before I go to Niecy, hold on for me, in the article where the first one, where it listened to the complaint of one young woman.
That's exactly where I was going to go.
Thank you. See, one mind, one consciousness. All right, let me go to Niecy. Hello, Niecy. Welcome back.
Wait.
Welcome to the kitchen. No, restaurant, actually, the spiritual restaurant of soul food. So, did you press one? Intentionally, or did your soul press one? I don't hear you.
My soul pressed one. And when you were talking, you were speaking earlier about abusers, and something came up for me, something that took place years ago with my child. And my child was sexually abused by a friend of the family.
Mm.
And it was I remember it being such a horrendous time for me emotionally because I am an abuse survivor. And I asked myself, I was mad at God. I was mad at myself. Of course, I was mad with the person who did this to my child. And I found myself in the midst of prayer asking God all these questions. You know, what did I do wrong? Why did something like this happen? How could something like this happen? And I also found myself praying for this person, this man who did this to my child. And I was asking, why am I praying for this person? He did this. But something in my spirit led me to pray for him because I didn't know what may have taken place in his life as a child. I knew he had been through some things, but I didn't know what had taken place for him where, you know, this would happen. And it just welled up for me a day when you were speaking about just love. And I was like, where did that come from? Because I wanted to be, I guess, the physical part of me, or the part that understood or misunderstood how I was supposed to feel emotionally toward this person, because I wanted to be, the human part of me wanted to be angry, but the spirit in me, the spirit of God living in me, or me living in the spirit of God, wanted me to have forgiveness and love. And it just came up for me, and I just wanted to share that. You know, I just wanted to share it today. I love this show so much.
You're welcome. But I want to ask you this quick question. How was the forgiveness process for you?
It was hard.
Mm.
It was hard. I paced the floor. As you know,
I was a convicted felon, and I'm not ashamed of that. I'll say it in a minute. Sometimes it's not always good to say it, but I'm going to say it right now, and this is instant. And being that I was a convicted felon, I was on parole at the time. This took place, and it happened to my child. And you know, the gangster in me wanted to do something, wanted to do something to this guy. But I had to think. I had to think. I had to pray, and I had to think. And I said, okay, God, you know my story. You know my experience.
I'm about to catch a case. I'm about to catch another case.
It's okay. I'm about to catch another case. And I had to ask myself, are you willing to sacrifice what you have worked for in your life, in your children's life, just being a part of your children's life out of prison? And are you ready to go? Are you ready to put your children through that again? Are you ready to put yourself through that again? Is that a risk you are willing to take? And I had to drop down to my knees, and I had to pray for this person and actually find forgiveness in my heart. And this happened maybe 7 years ago. And for me, the number seven is such a significant number. Not only does it rhyme with heaven, now I'm bumping up into less stuff because I don't know too much about numbers, but I know for me that, and maybe I do, hey, but I know for me that the number seven is such a significant number. It's for me, the number seven is the number of completion. Like debts are forgiven after 7 years. And and today I can release that debt to the man that abused my child, and I can say, okay, this love show, come on nowadays, come on. You know what? I'm going to get on off here, but powerful.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing love in action, what it looks like, what it feels like. And there's nothing passive in what you just shared with me. That's some powerful, active force. And we must push the apply button, or it means nothing. Thank you, Nisi. I appreciate you. Life is good. It's getting better. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. The topic today is a question. What is this thing called love? We throw it around. I love you. You love me. I love my car. I love my house. Well, love, we need more than love. You need more than love in a relationship. Better run if someone tells you that. You better run. As we were joking, you're going to catch a case if you're with someone saying, you need more than love. What? Anyway, Celeste, let's go to the article.
Yeah, we can do that.
Sound like you want to say something. Go ahead.
But, Nisi, you better work with that seven. I love how she pulled the Bible, but I also want to give you some African spirituality for your soul, too, since you love that number so much. It is the sacred number. Come closer. It's the sacred number of the mother of the oceans called Yemoja. Yemoja. I want to say Yemaya, and that's how my tongue wants to say it, but you can find her under both spellings. And it's such a powerful, motherly, psychic number that you're tapping into with that seven. And it's also the chariot for victory. Thanks for that glowing gooch. You rock, Nisi. All right, life coach today. I love it when people play with numbers like that.
Yeah. Let me ask you something real quick, going to something different here, trying to squeeze a lot in here. Article you sent me, the blog from CNN.com about the female mass shooter. When did this happen? Yep. Is it January?
It's
79, right?
Right. It was an opinion, which I thought it was good because it offered, when at least the two that I could find, that there was one mass shooting by a woman in January of 1979. And when asked why she did it, she said she didn't like Mondays. And then there's another, and I don't know if we would consider that it's mass, but there was another one with a young girl who shot her boyfriend, another boy, and then committed suicide. Those were the two. I'm sure people can probably find more than that. But the key is that there are not that many women. And I know there's also the serial killer, too, out of Florida. What was it? It was a movie. Charlize Theron played her character, Monster, I think it's called.
I don't know. That's up your alley. But, you know, and the thing is, you're the archivist.
Okay.
But anyway, because I was trying to figure that out. If you missed that part of the show, go back and listen to it. We're not even going to go to that. Let's read the article. But I love him.
I do love him.
So what is love? So, you know, part of the distortion of love, that's going to read something. Part of the distortion of love is because we limit it to just romance. And I'm going to read this quote by Eric Fromm. And he said, immature love says, I love you because I need you. Mature love says, I need you because I love you. Yeah, on the human terms, I get that. But it's so much more than that.
It is, isn't
it? Yes, that's one level.
This is an amazing article. And Life Coach Today, when I'm done with it, I'll put a link in the chat room, okay?
Okay.
I want all my sisters and my brothers to get a hold of this. Okay, so this is an article, but I love them. So what is love? And some of the complaints from one young woman in this article, I just thought were perfect in terms of all of us looking for the love that we deserve, being the love that we want to receive, and all that good stuff. So check out these complaints of one young woman about her love story. I was flattered when he wanted to be with me all the time. I felt so special when he told me he couldn't live without me. Now I see how possessive he is. He wants to be with me all the time, not because he loves me so much, but because he wants to control me. Next complaint. When he called me many times a day, I felt like he was the most loving person, caring not only about me, but also about who I was with and what I was doing. Now I see how jealous he is. He didn't trust me unless he knew where I was every moment of every day. It feels so yucky to me now. Third one, he'd frequently give me advice about life. It could be politics, business, finances, how to talk with others, who to hang out with. It felt good to listen to him. He seemed so knowledgeable, so worldly. I liked that he was teaching me so much. Now I see that he needs to give me advice about everything because he wants me to do things his way. So now that she recognizes what his loving behavior was all about, does she break off the relationship? No way. Why? Because even though he becomes enraged when he doesn't know where she is, sulky when she doesn't listen to his advice, irked when she's chatting with others on the phone, she still loves him. I'll stop right there, Life Coach Today.
I know, right? She still loves him, even though he makes her feel horrible. I can think I can go many places with that. But how many times do we stay with someone, be in a business, go to a work that we say just irks the living daylight out of us, and we say, but I still love it. What is love? Does love mean you endure pain, lose your identity of yourself, be controlled by somebody else, if you want to just narrow love down to this romantic thing? Clearly, there's a void for this lady, and she's trying to fill the void with, you know, the least of what she thinks she can get. It's like what she wants is so much more, but obviously she doesn't think high of herself. And yes, that kind of love is not strong enough to transform her. She would need to do more work. At first it was like, oh my God, he always calling me and checking on me. I feel so special. Now the same thing that made her feel good made her feel bad. That kind of love will have you going up and down and up and down. The great thing about that kind of love helps you understand yourself if you're willing, or even takes you deeper into asking yourself, what is this thing called love? A lot of us can relate to the so-called experiences, well, the so-called love experience that we've gone through romantic relationships. But true love, pure love, is so much more than that. When there's pure love, there's no need to be controlled, and there's no need for you to settle for abuse when you know you're being abused. That is fear all around. that is fear all around. There's something I want to read to you, because I don't want to, we could all talk about this love relationship, the romantic relationship. We can go on and on about it, but I want to get clear. I want to share something with you, and I'll come back to you, Celeste, for the I do need to do this. The article Celeste just read is titled, But I Love Him, So What Is Love? And it was written by Dr. Linda Sapardeen. I hope I'm pronouncing her last name right. But if not, I'm sure she'll forgive me because she loves me and I love her. We don't have to know each other. We're interconnected. And it's from her blog. It's psychcentral.com. Celeste is going to post a link in the chat room. And if you listen to the archive and you want a link to that, you can request it on the like pages and we'll post it for you. Well, actually, Celeste, you can just go ahead and post it in the you can go ahead and post it in the like pages as well, rather than if people want to read it, there it is, and they can see themselves. Let's see here. Then there's another article, and that one is called, what is it called? Love Without Limits. Now, Celeste, I know you're doing something. Let me find out if you're busy, if you're ready to read that second article, because this article for me speaks to what I'm talking about, the love that you can't buy, the love that is free. Celeste, are you still doing something? Okay.
I'm right here.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let you read from what the article, Love Without Limits, and that's by Dr. Deborah Annapol, A-N-A-P-O-L, and Love Without Limits, the title of this blog, this article is What is Love? So I'll let you just pull from wherever you got a chance to read it, right? Of course you did.
Yeah, I did. It's good from top to bottom, to tell you the truth.
So what?
Right. It goes from top to bottom, but I'm going to start with what is love. Love is a force of nature. However, much we may want to, we cannot command, demand, or disappear love any more than we can command the moon and the stars and the wind and the rain to come and go according to our whims. We may have some limited ability to change the weather, but we do so at the risk of upsetting an ecological balance we don't fully understand. Similarly, we can stage a seduction or mount a courtship, but the result is more likely to be infatuation or two illusions dancing together than love. Love is bigger than you are. You can invite love, but you cannot dictate how, when, and where love expresses itself. You can choose to surrender to love or not, but in the end, love strikes like lightning, unpredictable and irrefutable. You can even find yourself loving people you don't like at all. Love does not come with conditions, stipulations, addendums, or codes. Like the sun, love radiates independently of our fears and desires. Love is inherently free.
Mm. Yeah, read that whole paragraph, please, because you go straight to it, too.
Oh, the beginning of love is inherently free?
Yes, that paragraph. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It cannot be bought, sold, or traded. You cannot make someone love you, nor can you prevent it for any amount of money. Love cannot be imprisoned, nor can it be legislated. Says who? I'm just kidding. That's not in the article. Love cannot be imprisoned, nor can it be legislated. Love is not a substance, not a commodity, nor even a marketable power source. Love has no territory, no borders, no quantifiable mass or energy output. I disagree with that.
You disagree with what?
That love has no quantifiable mass or energy output. It does.
Okay, well, what do you mean?
But I'm okay.
Express yourself. You know what you can share?
Okay, well, what I mean by, you know, when you and Don Wolf were talking about the energy of judgment, like how you can, even if you don't say it,
And even if you're pretending to be like, hey, girl, I love you too, how's it going? That person will fill your authentic heart. It's that heart that opens up to another heart. That heart will never lie to you. And if you are really not feeling somebody, you will feel an energy output. They'll feel it. You'll feel it too. Now,
that's right.
If we can feel that kind of energy when we're judging somebody, what in the world is the energy output when you're loving somebody with no conditions?
And I'll tie it back to Don Wolf's question, how effective is love after everything that we've heard? I want to give you guys a gift, like Celeste likes to say. I want to give you a gift and through Zane Ju Earthly Manuel. Now, as far as I know, I haven't checked it lately. Zane Ju Earthly Manuel, she's the creator of the Black Angel card. And she has a book on Amazon, the ebook. And I didn't get a chance to check it, but as far as I know, it's free. Well, last time I checked, anyway, it was free. If you all go there to Amazon for the ebook, you can download it. And even if you don't have Android, you can download it into your computer, download the app onto your computer. And the title of the book is Be Love, an exploration of our deepest desire. And her name, once again, is Zane Ju, Z-E-N-J-U, Earthling, E-A-R-T-H-L-Y-N, Manuel. Not Emmanuel, but Manuel. M-A-N-U-E-L. So, this, we can talk about this for days, but love is about action. It's about applying it, forgiving yourself, taking time to be still, taking time to meditate. The article Celeste just read, What is Love? And it's from, we found in Psychology Today. And as I said, it was written by Dr. Deborah Annapol. And Celeste's going to post that article as well in the chat room and the like page. You know, I told you how I felt emotional and felt like I was open from the question that Don Wolf brought to the table, the spiritual table, in the spiritual restaurant as we enjoy the soul food. It opened me up. And I think part of my intention today, I don't think I know, is to have a deeper conversation about love where we understand that it's so much more. Love is a healer. Love is a harmonizer. And yes, we can love the terrorists. We can love the terrorists in the external world that are masking, hiding behind religion, and we can love the terrorist within us, even when we say, I should have done better. We can love the terrorists in our lives, even if we think they had no right to do that. We can love those who abused us, those who abused our children, but don't do it because I said it. Do it because you want to be free, because love is freedom. Love is acceptance. Self-acceptance is love in action, is a loving action too. We try and define it, but when you define love, you minimize it. Love is experienced, love is felt. And it is beyond sentimentality. Love frees you from your mess. Love frees you from your smallness and holds you to step into your greatness. And when we fully embody love and we allow love to be the catalyst for our living, our day-to-day activities, we will show up differently. As I showed earlier, that I went to the Braves game last night, which baseball, not basketball, and walking through downtown Atlanta, I saw the Coca-Cola house. There's a place, I think it was called the Coca-Cola house, but it's a building. Coca-Cola used to be in there, and you can taste all their products from different parts of the world. Now, they've moved closer to Centennial Park, for those who know Atlanta. They've moved to a different location. Bigger. I haven't been to that one yet. I don't know if I'm going to go. I don't have a need to go anymore. I was a tourist when I went in 93.
But anyway, I digress. And talking to my friend Michael, and I said, that building is empty, right? It's like, yep. And it's been empty now, who knows, what, 2 years? And there's so many buildings that are empty in your neighborhood, in your downtown. And we still have homeless people. We still have people who don't have a roof over their head. You have hotels throwing away food after an event because they have been sued or they don't want to be sued by people. I understand. But what is it about us? I think in the Western world, we're so spoiled by materialism. We're so spoiled that we only think about me, me, me. I'm trying to get my own. I got to get my own. I hear you, man. I hear you, but I got to take care of myself, you know, because if I don't, nobody's going to take care of me. We have missed the message. We're so spoiled that we are jaded, that we are disconnected from our interconnectedness. But then in the social media realm, we are grateful that we're able to connect with people in different parts of the world. We have friends in India, friends in Nigeria, friends in Egypt, friends in South Africa, friends, you know, sometimes you're friends with people in your community. You don't even know they live there unless they tell you. And we come there and ask them questions. Facebook family, I want to ask you, I'm dealing with something today. Facebook family, send me some love. Yeah, that's easy. How about loving somebody that you can see? And I'm not judging what we do on social media. It's simply a reflection of what is possible and what we are, how we are connected. But it's time for us to go deeper. It's time for us to recognize and know and embody that love is God, God is love, and God is effective. Love is effective. That the answer to terrorism and war and famine and greed is love, and it's beyond words. You've got to ask yourself if you want to be part of the solution, how is love seeking to be expressed through me? How can I be loving in this experience that I'm going through? How can I be loving to myself so that I may give to the rest of the world? How can I contribute to the world? How can I make this world a better place? How can I release my perfection? I'm already perfect. I know it. Sometimes I forget because I try to be very perfect. I try to improve the perfection, but I forget that I'm already perfect. We've become so disconnected. Tia, you're going to love me anyhow. Love and happiness. Said, I have this conversation every week with my company that there are people over in downtown that need this food we are wasting. We waste food. We spend millions on award shows. And I'm not judging it. I'm just saying, let's get it right. No wonder we take love for granted because we think money is the only thing that, you know, money is the only thing that's important. There was a quote on Facebook that said, some people are so poor that all they have is money. Chew on that. How deep is your love? Or is it just an intellectual thing? I love that. Love and Happiness said, it is unfortunate that we live in a society where lawsuits outweigh love and compassion. It is unfortunate. It is sad. But on the flip side, those of us who get it, that understand what you just said, it is unfortunate that we live in a society where lawsuits outweigh love and compassion. For me, what that means then, we need to be the love. We need to be the compassion. Can you imagine if Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, oh, you know, it's no point. I can't handle Jim Crow. And no, people are dying, but they just need to keep a low profile. You know, this is America. This ain't our country. They're going to keep mistreating us anyway. Black people are not respected. We're not even considered to be human. Oh, it's okay. If Gandhi had said, oh, you know, the British, they're powerful. Yeah, forget it. Mother Teresa saying, you know, all these homeless people that are dying, people are hungry, they stink, they smell, they haven't had a bath, oh, there's no point. You think of people who have written books, people who produce shows, TV shows, radio shows, who have churches that are inspiring you. What if they say, what's the point? People who write songs, the Deva Pramal Mitain and the Ricky Byers, all those people out there that write songs that touch, that remind us of who we are. Imagine if they said, it's no point. People are not going to change. It's time for us to change. It's time for us to be the love we want to see. Celeste, I'm coming back to you. I feel you have something to say before we release the show. Whoa. Okay, go ahead.
What more do you need, sir?
Nothing. All the only whatever you're feeling to share.
Oh, Adee, there is one thing. Guess what I'm going to do today? I'm going to do something really, really good for myself.
Okay. What's that?
This thing called love. It's called Take Care of You. Okay, so my friend got me 3D tickets to go see The Wizard of Oz today.
Mm-hmm.
Can you
all right, now. You're going to walk down the yellow brick road?
Yes.
Yellow brick road, I mean.
And thank you for helping us fall in love with ourselves today.
Oh, you're welcome. We're all in it together. We're all in this together. We need each other. We're interconnected. And love is what's going to sustain it all, no matter how bad it looks. And the great thing about it, Celeste, as I get ready to release the show, thank you for all you do. I'm going to mute you because I'm getting ready to release the show. Because ain't nobody got time to go into another topic. Yeah, we got time. We are time. But anyway. Oops, sorry. Sorry, you got 3 minutes left. The more you wake up, the more you're going to see. So when you start hearing the bad news, when you keep hearing the bad news, seeing the bad news of what needs to be corrected, trust, love, and be the love. No more excuses. And if you're struggling with love in you, if you're struggling to express the love, send me an email. Let's coach together. ask@lifecoachada.com. Your life depends on it. Your presence depends on it. This is Ricky Byers Beckwith. Trust love. Her website is weletitbe.com. Weletitbe.com. Let the love be. Trust love. And be love. That's what it's about. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. I love this song. So I'm just going to release it now. Allow yourself to be loved. And then pass it on. And don't be fooled. Don't allow yourself to believe that love is passive. Love is an active, moving force. It transforms all mess into messages. I'm out of here. Peace and blessings.
Love, love to love. And we'll keep on being love. And we'll keep on. Love renews, love is a healer.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.